I'm Andy Viano, a staff writer at the Flathead Beacon, and today is Thursday, March 26th. This is the Beacon's podcast on the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, and its impact on the Flathead Valley. This podcast and all of the Beacon's work in print and online is made possible by the generous contributions of members of the Flathead Beacon Editors Club. You can join the hundreds of Editors Club members already signed up by visiting beaconeditorsclub.com. Later in tonight's episode, my colleague Maggie Dresser talked with Job Service Kalispell manager Laura Gardner about the high volume of questions they've been receiving as the economic impacts of COVID-19 are felt in the Flathead Valley. But first, Governor Steve Bullock stepped to the podium for the second time in 3 days and made a major announcement late Thursday afternoon.
In consultation with public health experts, healthcare providers, and emergency management professionals, I've determined that to protect public health and human safety, it's essential to the maximum extent possible that individuals stay at home or at their place of residence. So beginning 12:01 a.m. on Saturday, March 28th, we'll be implementing immediate measures to ensure social distancing by Montanans staying at home except for essential activities and services. Such an approach will reduce the overall number of infections in our state, and it will preserve our healthcare resources.
The governor's order comes on the same day that the number of cases in Montana spiked nearly 40% over a 24-hour span. 25 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed on Thursday, bringing the state's total to 90. Bullock explained his order in part by saying he wanted to protect Montanans before the virus goes out of control.
In other states, hospitals are overwhelmed, and healthcare workers are getting sick themselves. I don't want that to become Montana. It's critical that we do everything that we can to cut off the chain of transmission and also make sure as we flatten this curve to buy time for our healthcare workers on the front lines so that they won't have to make what are almost impossible choices in the coming weeks.
The stay-at-home directive is in effect through April 10th and requires non-essential businesses and operations to cease and prohibits public and private gatherings anywhere outside a household or place of residence. Permitted essential activities include those needed for health and safety, for necessary supplies and service, for outdoor recreation, for certain types of work, or to care for others.
And all of that is the sort of, you know, planning and preparing, not panicking, trying to say what might happen. But if we all collectively take the right steps here, that it won't happen. And that's the objective of this order, as well as my earlier public health orders.
There is a lot more information in much greater detail on the governor's order available on our website at flatheadbeacon.com. I'll be back later with more of the day's latest news, but now here's Maggie Dresser with Laura Gardner of Job Service Kalispell.
So Laura, can you just tell me how the job market has changed since the coronavirus started causing all these closures?
Unfortunately, there have been a lot of businesses that have had to change the way that they're doing things. And so a lot of workers are being displaced or cut back on hours, laid off during the COVID-19 crisis. The way people are hiring is shifting. Some businesses aren't hiring right now, but others are definitely needing the help.
What businesses are hiring?
Well, despite the layoffs, we have a few businesses that have reached out to us and said they're definitely still hiring. There's anything like in the healthcare industry, those employers are still looking. We have like the Walmart, Costco, Albertsons, Smith, Super Ones. We also have Prestige Assisted Living and Expressions Memory Care, Emmanuel Lutheran, A+, are all looking for folks. And then some of the restaurants that are still able to provide the drive-through or delivery, stop and pick up, we know of like Applebee's, Taco Bell, Wendy's, some of those. We hear that Weyerhaeuser is still hiring, and we got a call yesterday from LC Staffing, and they also are still hiring folks.
So are they hiring additional employees since the coronavirus took off, or is this kind of like unchanged since before?
Yeah, I really couldn't comment on that for each one of them specifically. I think some of their businesses have picked up because of the COVID-19, but others of them, it's the continual hiring that they have been doing.
Can you tell me how many people have filed for unemployment this month?
Under our lmi.mt.gov, they do have some new tools out there for the public to be able to take a look at and see what is happening. Some weekly unemployment insurance numbers out there. And it's showing that as of this morning, there were 10,112 claims filed for the most recent file date of the 14th of this month. So the numbers are unprecedented, the number of people that are trying to file and get through to the system. So I can talk to you a little bit about what we're doing here. So all of the Montana Department of Labor and Industry offices are temporarily closed to the public to protect the health and safety of our clients and staff and to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. And that includes Job Service Kalispell. But Montana is such a vast state, and all the job services have services and resources for both businesses and job seekers. And we can provide all of those services by phone, email, or online at our montanaworks.gov website. So anyone in Kalispell and the surrounding area can still call us, and we can assist them with our services. So our direct number here, our switchboard number, is 406-758-6200, and our email is kalispelljsc@mt.gov. And we still have staff here in the office that can help with questions over the phone and make sure that our customers get the help that they need. The related to the COVID-19, the Job Service Montana offices are helping Montanans with their unemployment insurance questions. In a response to the COVID-19 related layoffs or reductions of working hours. So job service staff are able to help Montanans with filing for unemployment benefits. Montanans that have experienced a layoff or reduction in work hours due to the COVID-19 are encouraged to call their local job service, especially if they can't get through to the unemployment insurance phone number in Helena, for any assistance with their UI unemployment questions and claims. And then we're also encouraging Montana workers that have had to be on reduced hours or laid off because of COVID-19 to file for the unemployment compensation. We're doing whatever we can to help Montanans adjust to remote work, switches away from in-person communication, and all of the COVID-19 social distancing that we're trying to accomplish.
Have you seen... Are seasonal employers still hiring? Because now is like the time for all the summer tourist jobs to get going pretty soon. Have you noticed that they're still hiring?
We have not seen the seasonal uptick. We were planning a job fair April 23rd that we are canceling and will postpone to a later time period. I couldn't say for sure, but we're not seeing the seasonal jobs or the seasonal employers calling us at this point.
I think that's all I need from you. Is there anything else that you want to add that we didn't talk about?
Well, I know that over the last 3 days of this week, we have helped over 800 phone calls that have come into our office. We know that the unemployment lines are busy. So if folks can't get a hold of somebody, we just encourage them to keep trying or contact us via email and we'll get back with them.
So there are a lot of people contacting you, searching for employment?
It's searching for employment and trying to file their unemployment insurance claims. So when they're having issues getting that done, they certainly can reach out to Job Service and we can do anything we can to help them on our end.
Here's the latest on the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, as of 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 26th. The state's 90 confirmed cases of COVID-19 include 5 in Flathead County. The most recent diagnosis here came on Wednesday when a woman in her 20s tested positive. Thursday brought the first confirmed cases in Glacier County and also in Lincoln County, where officials are particularly concerned because of the area's history with lung disease. Libby, the Lincoln County seat, has experienced hundreds of deaths and thousands of illnesses related to asbestosis since a major environmental disaster was uncovered there more than 20 years ago. Gallatin County remains the center of the COVID-19 outbreak in Montana, with 38 of the state's 90 cases reported there. In other news, Montana received more than 14,000 unemployment claims last week, a staggering 1,700% increase from the week prior. 3.3 million people had filed for unemployment nationally as of Thursday, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. Finally, Montana expanded mail-in early voting opportunities for residents in the upcoming June 2nd primary election. On Wednesday, Governor Bullock issued a directive allowing but not requiring counties to conduct the elections by mail. Counties were also encouraged to consider drive-up registration and voting to mitigate exposure to the coronavirus. Read more on all of these stories and get the very latest breaking news coverage at flatheadbeacon.com. This podcast will continue and will return as major news happens. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss the latest updates. That's all for now. Thanks for listening.